Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and this is episode 338 of the Story Hacker podcast. And in fact, it's the last episode, the last live episode. I'm giving that air quotes for 9 days because I am heading off on my holiday. Well, when I say heading off, I am staying in the same place in my house, about 10 or 15 feet from my office. So as some of you will know, if you heard the episode a few episodes ago, I have this idea about how to make this time different and special. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take away, at the end of today, I'm going to take my iPhone, take my iPad, take my laptop and put them in a drawer and not get them out for 9 days. And so I'm essentially getting rid of devices and I'm getting rid of the internet, more or less, while I'm off. And I think it's going to be a very strange experience for a few days and then probably quite lovely. But in any case, you're not going to be alone. I've got a brilliant series coming up over the next 9 or 10 days talking about the things that I look for when I'm interviewing people for their stories. And this is something, as with a lot of information on this podcast, it's something that's come up that's kind of evolved over time because we've talked a lot about structure in this podcast, story structure. And if you haven't listened to the Hero with a Thousand Faces, Hero's Journey series, you can start that at episode 301. But of course, structure isn't the only thing that matters. And what I've found when I'm doing these interviews, when I'm talking to these business people and, you know, what have you, is there are certain things that I'm looking for that really, when I find them, when I hit them, they really perk my ears up. I'm really, you know, they are important. And over the next 9 or 10 days, we're going to go through those things. Because if you're telling your story or you're telling someone else's story, these things can really make a difference, you know, so we need to look out for them. We need to use them. We need to leverage them, you know, when we're using story to build our brand or our business or, you know, whatever. So that's what you're going to have. And I think it's really important. You know, I've talked a lot on this podcast about the sort of the value of compounding, whether it's just simply doing the podcast episodes or the kind of the intellectual soft IP that I've been developing, you know, around this storytelling stuff. So it's really important that the podcast didn't stop just because I was offline. And also, you know, it's not a small thing, but while I am offline, we're going to go past our year anniversary together, which is quite a thing in a lot of ways. And I certainly didn't want to be offline for that day. And also there is the general sense, I think, for me, that the podcast is building momentum, it is building value for people. And not just the listeners, but I had at the start of this week, for the first time, I had a message from Anchor. Anchor is the service I use, the app I use to create this podcast and to distribute it to all the platforms. I had a message from Anchor saying, essentially, Nick, there are sponsors waiting to sponsor your podcast. Now, there's a there's a setting in Anchor you can switch on that, well, I guess it would allow them to automatically sort of squirt an advert or two into your podcast at different points. And there's zero chance, of course, that I'm ever going to do that. I'm not ruling out monetization at some point. But, you know, for me, it's much more about building the brand, building the value, building that kind of compounding kind of interest than it is about making a few bucks off a sponsor. Certainly something that I couldn't control, right? But it is interesting because I've never had that message before. And that to me, again, says there is something happening here that is worth keeping up with, worth pursuing. So I really want to say cheerio for 9 or 10 days. I want to say thank you for listening and see you on the other side. And I'll have a story to tell about that, of course. But in the meantime, remember, your story means business.